USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Rains are coming to Northern California. They could provide relief to firefighters who are battling the deadly Camp Fire, but might also bring flash floods. 3 to 6 inches of rain expected through tomorrow, and that could make things dangerous for fire crews and displaced survivors. At least 81 people are dead from the Camp Fire alone. 3 more people killed to the south by the Woolsey Fire. Meanwhile, there are hundreds of fire evacuees with no place else to go than a Walmart parking lot in Chico. This man says they've heard they're going to be run out of there soon by authorities.
No matter what way you look at it, every single person here is sleeping outside because society has failed to take care of their needs.
The CDC says an E. coli scare means do not eat romaine lettuce till further notice. This is USA Radio News.
Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. Plus, get more bang for your buck with $15 Kohl's cash for every $50 spent. Get $17.99 toys, a diamond pendant necklace, $99.99, $8.99 throws or decorative pillows, $19.99 comforters and sheets, and $20 and under women's sweaters. Shop Kohl's.com for Black Friday deals Monday through Friday. And stores open Thursday at 5 p.m. Kohl's. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
An official message from Medicare. Open enrollment ends soon.
So now's the time to be open-minded.
Look at everything, like prescription drug plans and Medicare Advantage plans from private insurers.
Why? Because plans change. So can your health needs.
I found lower costs and extra benefits and saved money.
Open to something better? Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE today.
Open enrollment ends December 7th.
Paid for by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
A new report claims that President Trump wanted to, and in fact tried, to prosecute Hillary Clinton and former FBI Director James Comey earlier this year. The report in the New York Times says former White House counsel Don McGahn ended up telling Trump that ordering a prosecution of the two would raise allegations of abuse of power. It's unclear what charges Trump was wanting to level against the two. Forecasters on the East Coast are warning this could be the coldest Thanksgiving ever. A high-pressure system from the Arctic will be descending on the Northeast tomorrow, and temperatures could plunge into the 20s or the low 20s, and with wind chills even worse. The cold could be a big issue at the Macy's Thanksgiving Parade in Manhattan, where because of the winds, some of the big balloons may have to be grounded. And actor Robert De Niro and his wife are splitting up after 20 years of marriage. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
One U.S. state's taking another step in its fight against the opioid epidemic. Here's more from USA Radio Network's Tim Berg.
Florida Republican Attorney General Pam Bondi is suing Walgreens and CVS over what she says is their role in the opioid crisis. Bondi explains on Fox News why everyone needs to be held accountable.
While millions of pills were going to pharmacies, and they knew the red flags, they were warned of the red flags, that's what our lawsuit alleges. This is part of a big, big picture. And you know, whether you are a manufacturer, distributor, a pharmacy, and you see millions of pills coming into a distribution center right in Florida, in Lakeland, Florida, and over 2 million going to Tampa alone, they knew there were things to look for. They didn't look for them. Hey, I applaud the efforts that they're doing now. And again, we want this to be a collaborative effort to solve the problem together. And that includes having prevention, having treatment, having Narcan, naloxone available, education. And that's how they were all part of the problem, and now they have to be part of the solution.
And Bill Nye the Science Guy says billionaires Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk are high if they think humans can colonize Mars. He tells USA Today the idea of terraforming the red planet for human habitation is absolutely unrealistic. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.